Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Be Radiant Radio. You are made of light and you are made to shine. Positive, uplifting, and helpful. Welcome to the show where you'll get informational and inspirational ideas on how to unleash your potential, get what you want in life, and shine like you're meant to.
Hi, I'm Angela Loeb, and welcome to another episode of Be Radiant Radio. I'm excited about today's topic and want to get right into it, so get ready. I'm going to give you a lot of food for thought in a short span of time. The Greek philosopher Aristotle said that knowing yourself is the beginning of all wisdom, and that's what I want to talk about today, specifically about how the best way to know yourself and increase your wisdom is by asking yourself the tough questions. First, let's talk about self-awareness and knowing yourself. In case you don't know, self-awareness is related to the need to self-actualize. Now, what do I mean by self-actualize or self-actualization? Well, it turns out that psychologists, most famously Dr. Maslow, who created the Maslow's hierarchy of needs, and the top of the pyramid that he created has self-actualization. He's the most famous for this concept. But there are a lot of psychologists out there who believe this, that we have this deep-seated drive to realize our potential. So we follow this self-actualization drive. It leads us to feeling more fully alive, to having a more fulfillment in our lives. It's like we're reaching our potential. Self-actualization is reaching your potential. So we feel this pull, all of us feel this pull to explore our potential. And some of us, of course, do so more than others. I mean, I think of people getting in covered wagons and going west, or getting into a spaceship and going out into outer space. I mean, we have this desire to explore and increase our potential at varying levels. And in order to actually do that, some self-awareness needs to happen. So increasing self-awareness, or as Aristotle called it, knowing yourself, is a fundamental building block for exploring potential. For example, let's say there's a guy who's an accountant. Let's call him Richard. And let's just say Richard is getting the sense that he's just not living up to his potential. He wants a greater intellectual challenge. He decides that a new career direction would be just the thing. So what does Richard do? He starts to ask and answer some basic questions. He does what I call an internal and external assessment. Of course, he asks himself the obvious questions like, will the new career I'm thinking about pay me enough money to afford my lifestyle? Do I need to get some training in order to be qualified to do this? Or maybe he might ask himself, what organizations or individuals out there in the market would hire me to do this? And so forth. So this is both internal questions, what do I want or need, and external questions, what does the market want and where will I fit into it? But there are questions that go even deeper and might present even more of a challenge to Richard. Questions like, what needs to be present in this career to make me excited about going to work every day? Maybe he wants to make a difference in a way that he's never made before. Another question, what is the unique thing about me that I will take into this new career that I can't help because it's what I do to make an impact without even thinking about it? You see, these are the tougher questions to answer. They are definitely internal assessing questions too. Self-awareness is tricky because you're in the skin you're in, and it's difficult to see yourself objectively because of that. It's like that old saying, you can't see the forest for the trees. You're in the forest doing your thing day by day, but when you make the effort to increase your self-awareness, what you're doing is you're aiming to get above the tree line of the forest so you can have a more of a bird's eye view of yourself. Anyway, the point is that when you have that unmistakable need to take your life to the next level, to realize some latent potential you sense you must have, that's what we mean by the drive to achieve self-actualization. And how can you know what your potential is if you don't establish a baseline of where you are today? And that's where self-awareness comes in. You have to increase your self-awareness of yourself. You have to make observations, honest observations, about yourself in order to move from where you are to where you want to go. And as you can see, that requires asking yourself some tough questions. There are a lot of tough questions you might ask yourself as you increase you're working on this increasing your awareness. And they all seem to be variables of this the following series of questions. Why is this happening? What brought me here? And where is it going? So here's an example. Let's say a friend won't return your phone calls. You've eliminated the obvious things. He's not in the hospital. He's not in a funeral. He's not traveling in some remote place through a dead zone for cell phones or whatever. You might ask yourself a tough question. I mean, aimed at yourself, of course. Why is this happening? What is really going on? You might also tag on something like, what did I do to cause this? Self-awareness with a dose of self-accountability, it's not a bad thing. But here's something that will really challenge you to go deep. And once you practice and practice asking yourself these particular questions, you'll increase your self-awareness 100-fold, and you will, by default, become exponentially wiser. And let me tell you, too, once you practice this kind of thing that I'm getting ready to tell you about more and more, it's become second nature to you. So don't beat yourself up too much if you can't really master it right off the bat, because this isn't easy stuff. These are the tough questions. I call them tough questions for a reason. And I know this because since 2005, I've been steadily and relentlessly paying attention to myself through the lens of what the answers to these tough questions have had to tell me about myself. In particular, I say since 2005, because that's when I read and started to try to practice what I learned in a book by Miguel Ruiz called The Four Agreements. So don't get me wrong, I've been practicing asking myself tough questions for a long time, much longer than that. But I remember very specifically how I ramped it up to the next level when I read his book, Miguel Ruiz's book, The Four Agreements. Basically, the four phrases that he describes as the four agreements will kick your butt into another level of self-awareness when you pose them to yourself as questions. One of the four agreements is a phrase, don't take things personally. And this is the one of all of them have been challenging, but this is the one that has challenged me the most over the years. Ruiz explains that nothing, and he says this in his book, nothing others do is because of you. What others say and do is a projection of their own reality. When you are immune to the opinions and actions of others, you won't be the victim of needless suffering. Okay, so wow, right? So when someone does something or says something that bothers me, hurts me, makes me mad, and hey, even makes me feel flattered. So it could be the other end of the spectrum, right? Whatever they're saying, I have to ask myself that very tough question. Am I taking this personally? And the answer is inevitably yes. So then I stand in that question and go, okay, so what does that mean? Well, look, Angela, you're causing your own needless suffering. Bam, let it go. Bam, a huge leap in my self-awareness and my wisdom. Thank you very much. So that question is really powerful. Am I taking this personally? And usually I am. So it's a question of what do I do next about that? What do I want to choose instead? So you always have the choice, right? So you come to this self-awareness where you, wow, I'm coming to this crossroads where I have a choice. I can say what I believe in. I can stop being an amoeba in the stream of life, just kind of getting kicked around by the currents. I can stop and go, whoa, wait a minute. I don't want to take that course. I don't want to go down that part of the stream. Whew. So here, the other three agreements, let's talk about those two because they're all so very helpful there as if you pose them as questions. So the other three agreements that Ruiz has you can use them for raising your self-awareness and pose them as questions. They're like this. So one of them is always do your best. So your question could be, am I doing my best right now with what I have on hand and in the state of health I currently have? Because he talks about that. Always do your best. You know, no matter what your situation might be, you know, your best might change from day to day depending on how you physically feel and what's going on with you in your life. So, you know, of course, it's not about cutting yourself slack when you don't need to be cutting yourself slack, but there may be times when you do have to give yourself a break. So, am I doing my best right now with what I have on hand and in the state of health I currently have? That's a really good, tough question to ask yourself. Oof. Okay, another one is, be impeccable with your word. And he means literally speaking words. So, am I speaking with integrity, saying exactly what I mean? Am I speaking against myself or others? And the third one, also a huge next level tough question, like don't take things personally. It's very similar to that one. It makes you ask, and that is, don't make assumptions. In his book, Ruiz says this about making assumptions, that you should find the courage to ask questions and to express what you really want and to communicate with others as clearly as you can to avoid misunderstandings, sadness, and drama. So, whoa, big one, right? I mean, who wouldn't want to be avoiding sadness and drama? So the question, of course, is, am I making assumptions? Oh, of course we're making assumptions. We make assumptions all the time. So there is something else that I want to point out to you, a great resource. Again, I'm going to put these, there's some links that I'll have on the page on the resource section, so you can take a look at these links and see a link to the book for the Four Agreements and then this other resource I have for you. It is the thing about assumptions is it's covered brilliantly by what Byron Katie calls the work. And I strongly urge you to check out her worksheet that she has based on what she calls the work. It helps to shift assumptions and really will raise your self-awareness. It's simple, it's powerful, and it really works. When you're asking yourself on her worksheet, is what I'm assuming the truth? Is it? Can I know it to be absolutely the truth? Oh, my goodness, that's definitely the epitome of a tough question. So there you go, some tough questions. Asking yourself these questions constantly, always asking yourself why, what, and where. Why is this happening? What brought me here? And where is it going? Those are really powerful, tough questions to help you raise your self-awareness. And when you look at the answers and you see what your answer comes back as, wisdom comes. So you want to be wise? Great, do it. Can't help yourself because you're getting that inevitable pull that we all get, to this drive to go to a bigger place, to achieve a greater potential, to self-actualize, well, do it. Ask yourself the tough questions. Do it. You won't be sorry. It's awesome when you can stop being that amoeba in the stream of life. It's so freeing and so empowering to be able to say, no, I'm not blindly floating in the current anymore. I'm done with that. So liberate yourself from ignorance. I'm excited for you. It's your time. If you are listening to this and this is resonating with you, you're not listening to this by some accident. This is like, and it's not resonating by accident. There's this drive in you that we all have to go self-actualize and reach our potential. So let's do it. It's your time. You have some questions to ask yourself today. Well, that's it. Time to wrap up. I'm going to sign off shortly, but before I do, let me tell you that the next program on Be Radiant Radio is coming up on May 15th, and it's called Behold the Turtle. Sounds mysterious, I know. But it's not about the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, I promise. It's not about that. I know, but you'll see. It's going to be motivational. So tune in and get inspired. And one last thing before I go, I want to say a big thank you to you, dear listener. I really appreciate that we've gotten to share a few minutes of life journey together right now, today. And hey, please feel free to connect with me on social media, or even better, drop me a line via email. You can use the URL angelaloeb.com, that's angela.loeb.com. And that'll take you to my About page. You can scroll down and find links to connect with me if you'd like. Until next time, be well, be self-aware, be wise, and be shiny like you're meant to.